Now, the Savile report leaked, the Dame Janet Smith report, there's been a leak of it. More than 60 attacks by Savile, including more than 4 rapes, you know, snovelings, grovelings, horrible things going on behind the scenes. An appalling story which shows the BBC, I know it was in the past, in a very, very bad light indeed.
I agree. I'm absolutely horrified. It's an absolutely appalling behaviours that were allowed to pass unchecked. You have to think about the victims here. They have suffered so much, incredibly traumatic.
And we failed as an institution, did we not?
We failed. The BBC needed to do better. I think that you have to admire their courage to come forward. Only if people have the courage to come forward can we understand what happened and learn the lessons. The BBC has made a huge amount of changes, changed its culture, changed its processes. And this is one thing I can say to you, Andrew, and this is really important. If Dame Janet Smith comes with any further changes that are needed, they will be done. And I stand in front of you to say the trust will ensure that the management feet is held to the fire to make sure that those changes are implemented and as quickly as possible.
Well, that's interesting because Dame Janet Smith says that she thinks it's possible there is a specific Savile, but there could be somebody in the BBC now abusing and bullying people.
I would hang on there, Andrew. What you're talking about is a leak of an early release of the report. I think out of respect to the victims, we have to wait until the formal report is published. Dame Janet Smith, very senior judge. Yes. We have asked her to work. She has worked for several years. She has to make sure that this is right, that the evidence is right, and we'll make her assessment. I am very happy, once the report is published, to come back and talk about it. But let me stand back and
Let me just ask you again, is it possible that even now there is a very, very high profile, much regarded BBC quotes, talent quotes person behaving badly, and still that culture of deference and hostility to whistleblowers and a feeling that you look upwards and you're very worried about what your bosses are saying,
we have to create an environment where people feel confident to raise their hands and to say, this is not acceptable. I think we need that in society, but particularly in the BBC. The BBC has put in all sorts of measures to protect children. Children are now, they now have chaperones. There are screenings done of people who are involved with children. They have put in a very comprehensive whistleblowing line. Everything that we can think of that has been done, that can be done, is being done. And that's my assurance to you. Any further changes to make it even safer will be done.